This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, Da Nang me. Why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early... How about that Cro-Mac?
Do you know I've never seen this movie?
You've never
Isn't
seen
that
Good
terrible
Vietnam?
Of me?
Oh, Wendy, you need to go see it now. I'll wait for
All
you.
All right.
I will wait right here. A tribute to Robin Williams. More than a tribute, an experience. Robin, the ultimate Robin Williams tribute experience is going on this weekend at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. Roger Kabler, who portrays Robin Williams in the show, and Bill Kirkenbauer, comedian and actor, both here to talk about it. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you
how
doing?
How are you?
Oh, I have so much competition this morning with myself. It's really incredible. I'm checking all the vital organs. Everything seems to be okay. Hey, Bill. Pass me a couple of those, will you? Hello. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Paul.
I'm Wendy.
You screwed up already. Good night.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Roger, did Robin ever see your version of him?
He did,
what
man.
What did he think?
I heard that through Rick Overton that he really liked it.
Yeah.
That's why he's hunting my ass now. That's why we're doing this thing for the last 3 years. Bill dragged me out of retirement. I was just a painter.
Yeah.
He says, hey, you want to do a show? You want to do a tribute to Robin? No, you don't have
to. Well, I've been doing a show at Legends of Comedy for, mm-hmm. for like 21 years. Mm-hmm. I was in Vegas, and I had this friend of mine that did Sam Kinison, a great Sam Kinison. And I said, and I'd seen all these the tribute shows, you know, Michael Jackson and all that stuff. And I thought, gee, if you can do that with singers, can you do it with comedians? So I called them up, and I said, hey, I got a guy that does Sam Kinison. We don't do comedians. Click. And the light bulb went over, and I thought, wow. So I went about looking for different people.
Yes.
I spent about a year, and there's a big difference. The lookalike world is people that happen to look alike.
Yeah.
But to have talent and tell jokes.
Which not easy.
You can't lip-sync comedy.
Right.
And so I found Rodney Dangerfield and a Jack Benny and a Red Skelton and a Jay Leno and
Phyllis Diller, I hope.
I had a Phyllis Diller. I had a Bill Cosby.
He's out of the show.
Might be difficult to pull off today.
But
don't say pull off.
Roger, and then I found, heard about Roger, and I called him up, and I said, hey, would you like to do it? He said, no.
this was after Robin died, and I wasn't going to have anything to do with
Before, this was years ago.
Oh, that's right. That was the first time I said
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah. And then after.
I denied him twice.
Yeah.
Mr. Jesus. Hello, friends.
And then after.
You can walk without that chair, friend.
And then.
Okay. Then my chair's too high. I feel like a baby. Can I please have. Can we get the people over here to adjust this? It's too
just
much.
Just stand up.
I'm standing now.
I called Roger and I said, let's do a strictly Robin Williams tribute show.
Very strict, yes.
And,
Do you have to get permission from anybody to pull this off or not?
Huh?
No, nothing.
Well, you know, I've studied this
good
over
question,
years.
Bill.
It's an impression.
It yeah.
You can't stop people from doing impressions.
Right.
No.
But you are so right with the rock and roll tribute bands. There were no comic ones.
People gave me flack. They, it's too soon. I said, well, when is that magic number when it's not? It's been 4.5 years now,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, you know, what it really is it's a magic show. We're making you think you're seeing something new.
And you're keeping those names alive.
The experience. It's like Elvis. People loved Elvis so much, they don't want to let go.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so they go to the Elvis show. And this is the same. People loved Robin so much, and Roger recreates that live experience.
Beautifully.
Yeah.
What was the
Thank
key,
you.
Roger, to his amazing success? What do you think Robin Williams was doing?
There's been a lot of bios about him recently, about his
life. I'm reading one right now.
Which one?
Robin.
I read that.
Really good.
Yeah, I read that. And also the HBO thing, which I thought was incredible, but it's ultimately very sad.
Yeah.
What I'm doing in this show is bringing back the feeling we had when we first saw him on Mork and Mindy, when people went, oh my God, what is that?
Yeah.
So at my age of 57 years old, I come on stage in this long hair, and I was going to say wig, but really? Let's be serious. Let's not give away all the beauty tips now. And a younger physique than I'm normally sporting, and athletically ready to do Robin at age 30, and I just have to explode and change the air the way he did in Mork and Mindy. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
But it's for me, and it's an experience for me, too. Every single night I go out there, I'm like, oh, damn, I'm in some big-ass shoes now. Look at this. And sometimes there's children in the audience. Kids are going to learn some new words today. You know? And, you know, it's everything can happen when it's, you know, the top of my head comes off. And Robin just comes pouring out. And for me, It's exhilarating. It's like hang gliding in a windstorm. And for the audience, you know, people, first of all, nobody's ever said you shouldn't do this. How dare you?
Right.
People embrace me. They're crying, mm-hmm. which isn't always good for a comedy show. They're peeing, which is nice. That's I hear these middle-aged, I peed a little. And which is good. In a nursing home, that's bombing. You just hear the bags fill up. But in this situation, it's wonderful. And I think Robin feels it, too, when people are laughing. I could see it on the video, so I'm just blown back by and I feel Robin's face creep up over my
really?
Oh yeah, oh come on, give it to me now. Oh yes, bring it out. Okay, okay, thank you, let me speak now. It's overwhelming. It isn't and sometimes they say it's not just a show, it's a seance. Yeah, but we don't get morose. We never talk about the death and the depressing stuff. It's all that young Robin energy,
the positive energy.
Right. I'm exhausted now.
Well, you're exhausted, but Bill, you must be exhausted hanging with him.
He comes off stage. Well, I open the show.
Yeah, and he's a great opening act, by the way. It's a 1-2 punch.
Sure,
it's
but he'll come off stage and go, "What did I do?"
Yeah, it's a black. Like, I mean,
he's
really
a black member.
Yeah, me and Kavanaugh working in a blackout.
He gets so absorbed in the thing. He says, "What did I do? I don't remember what I did." You know,
the version of Robin that was just described, Robin's version, the Mork and Mindy version. That's when you knew him. When you worked with him on Mork and Mindy.
I knew him from the day he came to town.
Yeah,
we were great buddies or stuff, but we were, and I worked on Mork and Mindy for I did about 4 episodes of Mork and Mindy, and I would see him, now and then. He was always friendly. He was a real sweet guy.
Yeah.
And
were you Todd on Mork and Mindy? Was that the
character's
name?
Yes, Todd Norman Taylor.
Yeah.
I came on and I worked with him and Jonathan Winters.
Wow.
And, Jonathan was very, clown. And they'd sit there and they'd talk, and he was uncontrollable. They were both uncontrollable. I don't know how the show actually got made.
Yeah.
But so did Robin love Jonathan Winters from when we were children. I used to live up in Alaska. My dad was in the Army. And I would go to the Fort Library and rent records and listen to Jonathan Winters. So he was like an idol of mine.
Do you think, Bill, that maybe Robin recognized that Jonathan Winters was one of the only people on the planet who could truly understand what he was doing, that there were no limits, that he could just take anything and turn it into comedy gold?
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he really, Jonathan was quite a guy. I'll tell you, he had no ego. I'll tell you a little experience. One time I was sitting in the set and they were rehearsing. If you've ever been on a studio where they do sitcoms, they have set after set after, next to each other. And when they're shooting on one set, the rest of the studio is dark. I was sitting in the audience and there was nobody there except me. And I was just kind of watching. And he was over here by himself, Jonathan, over here in a dark set talking to the wall. All right, Sergeant, let's get these things together. And I said, he's not doing this for ego. There's nobody watching him except me.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a spectrum here with some of these people, I think.
Yeah, and he was
right. It's true. Right, it's
Captain,
Rain Men.
Let's get them in the role. And I said, this guy's just doing this because this is what he does.
But Bill, you're like that too. I want to pick him up at his hotel.
Yeah.
And in the window, I see this giant fish with no hair bobbing up and down in the window. You can't see this, folks at home, but imagine. And I was with my girlfriend.
I studied mime for a few years.
Yeah.
But I had to get out of mime because the white makeup was killing me because I couldn't, had to go all the way back to the head.
I
studied mime for a few. And Robin studied mime too.
Oh, yeah. It was obvious.
Yeah.
Wait, Roger, I'm watching you
Wendy.
Be so antsy here. You're like a toddler. Should I give you my iPhone to play like Angry Birds while you're waiting to talk?
Angry Birds. Oh, yes, let's piss off some birds, shall we? Some computer birds. I don't know. It's not that I'm antsy. It's just that when we start talking about Robin, it gets into my body.
Yeah, I bet.
Does. I'm an actor. Like, I'm just like a regular guy. And then you give me something to play with, like a Robin Williams character, and it gets in my body.
Of course.
So the impression...
It's not an impression.
It's a tribute.
It's more than an impression. An impression is something you do for 30
manifestation.
Seconds.
Manifestation.
Yes. An impression is something you do for 30 seconds. He does this for an hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a portrait.
The show is Robin, the ultimate Robin Williams tribute experience.
Oh,
it's
yes,
going
dear.
On at the Comedy Shrine
Thank
in Aurora.
You
want to go to ComedyShrine.com. All your information's there. It's Roger Kabler. It's Bill Kirkenbauer. We'll pick this up in a moment. Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I'll say, Mr. Alonzo, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order.
All right, Bill, I am completely exhausted.
I know. That was an interesting couple of minutes. Roger Kabler is here. Bill Kirkenbauer is here. They're part of Robin, the ultimate Robin Williams tribute experience. What a show. Go see him at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. Go to ComedyShrine.com. All your ticket information's there.
It's tonight and tomorrow night. Now, tell me about the times.
Oh, well, 8 o'clock is the Robin show.
All right.
With Bill Kirkenbauer.
With Bill Kirkenbauer. Mm-hmm. And then at 10 o'clock, I'm headlining and do my own show. Mm-hmm. And if people don't remember, I was on Just the 10 of Us. Mm-hmm. That ran for 3 years on the Emmy Award winning.
The Put Upon Father.
Yes, I played Coach Lubbock. It was an Emmy Award winning show. I didn't get an Emmy, but it was an Emmy Award winning show. And then I did Tony Rolletti on Fernwood Tonight.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
That's right. Oh, you're hysterical.
Yes, and that and
by
many
the way,
other things.
Bill, I've done, the funniest TV show ever created that you can't get on DVD.
What?
There's no DVD of Fernwood Tonight.
You can get it on YouTube.
No,
and
you know, it's music problems.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We talked to Norman Lear about it.
They couldn't clear the music.
I know.
Oh, that sucks.
So upsetting.
Same thing with my show. That's why it's not on DVD, because the girls did a lot of singing.
Yeah.
And they can't. They didn't clear it into perpetuity.
Yeah. Not fair. Yeah. Not fair. All right. So explain again. Oh, it's the Robin Williams show first. It's Bill Kirkenbauer's show after.
Right.
Bill's on the 8 o'clock. I'm not on the 10, but I'm doing improv at the 10, so you and I are going to have to compete for people.
That's right.
But I don't know. I'm going to do some Robin in the 10 o'clock improv show, but it'll be other characters, too. I do a lot of impressions, which I also do in the
He also does in the show, too.
Yeah, I do
He does Robin, and then I come back out, and then he comes out and does all his incredible impressions.
The best De Niro I've ever seen, by the way.
Excuse me. Well, I don't want to talk about it right now.
God, you look like
Let me look at you. You stand 3 feet away.
And there's Godfather the Musical and Overactors Anonymous, which is also part of my repertoire. But I did want to talk a little bit about the content of the show, because I know there's some political awareness going on. First of all, I don't care. Second of all, no, but what happens is, in the way I've incorporated different characters is, you know, Robin used to do a lot of stuff like marginalizing people. Everybody. All walks of life.
Yeah.
And I do a bit in my act called, which is a little country western singer named Dwarf Brooks. I got friends in low places. And Mrs. Doubtfire stops and, oh, yeah, you're marginalizing people. She gives him a timeout.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that. So there's a discussion about what you can and can't do. So I can do the old vintage Robin style.
Yeah.
I've written most of my own material for the show. But Mrs. Doubtfire acts as a conscience of modern America, saying there's certain things you shouldn't do. Are you just going to do pee-pee caca today? Have a message, dear. So there's different characters.
That's a great idea.
For different reasons. And I have to sit there in a stool and have a timeout and be silent.
Yeah.
And the audience is like, what the hell is going on?
Yep. Now, I have to say this about Robin. Genius. No question about it. You can't argue it. Absolute genius. Right. However, he had a propensity to borrow material sometimes.
Oh, ask Bill
about that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill. Yeah. Tell us all about it, friends.
You can tell us.
I have to hear this.
You can tell us.
I'll give you one example.
All right.
I used to do a bit. I did it on the Merv Griffin show once. And I used to talk about how I was used to play Superman when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put a towel in the back of my shirt, and I'd talk about, and I'd get up on a stool, and I'd jump and land like Superman. And at the end, I would put, when I was younger, I'd put on a hat and a coat, and I kind of looked like Clark Kent.
Yeah.
You know, that. So I did this one night at the Westwood Comedy Club, like on a Friday before he went on. And I said, then I would run and jump and land on the stool on my stomach. Okay.
So it looked like you were flying.
Yeah, like I was flying. A very funny visual.
Yeah.
And so Saturday night, he went on before me, and he goes, oh, Superman on drugs. And he laid on his back on a thing. And when he came out, I go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You have never seen you do that before. You saw me do this. Well, I'm sorry. It's, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I'm not the only one. You know, he...
In the book, Bill,
I'm not the only one that said that. This is a common thing.
They say in the book that guys would come up to him and say, hey, that thing you said about this, that's mine. And he would just write you a check for $1,000.
I had the same lawyer as he did.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
At one point. And he told me that every week he was writing $1,000 checks.
Really?
You know, you have to ask yourself, though, with Robin, because I've had this experience too, when I end up having no filter on stage and just stuff that I have taken in, somehow or other comes flying back out. But I'm conscious of, if it is somebody else's, I'll mention the name. I just ripped off Paula Poundstone.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Or something. And I try not to do anybody, but I can understand how it could happen. I think some of it's unintentional.
And I'm not defending Robin Williams from stealing at all, but seeing your Superman, had you guys just been in a room together, you'd be riffing and he'd go, check this out. This is Superman on drugs.
Yeah.
So
Well, I had a 3-minute bit, and he turned it down into a 2-second joke.
Oh, okay,
and he would
yeah.
be to. But again, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And I would say, really, to be honest, it was a minuscule proportion percentage
sure.
of what he did.
Yeah.
Still, though,
I know guys that he up in San Francisco, comedians you've never heard of, that contributed to his act voluntarily and involuntarily. But still, I would say the percentage of questionable material was maybe 5%.
That's not terrible.
Like
that's not terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
He didn't need to do that, though.
No, he didn't need to do it. I said, when you walked in, we weren't on the air yet, but I said, you're in two of my all-time favorite TV shows. Fernwood Tonight is one of them. Mm-hmm. The other one is a show Wendy and I reference all the time.
What?
Make Me Laugh.
Oh, yes. I forgot. That's
Bobby
the one.
Van.
Make Me Laugh. Make Me Laugh.
With Bobby Van.
Oh, God. It was a great show because you didn't need punchlines. The buzzer,
right.
The buzzer was the punchline.
Right.
In fact, if they laughed, too, I'll tell you a funny story if you kind of think. One time, it was me, Murray Langston, and Kip Adada.
Yeah.
Damon Wilson came on, and he was there.
The guy from San Francisco.
Yeah,
Lamont.
What
was
kind
that of, guy you made?
Kind of a testy guy. Kind of a testy guy.
Yeah.
So Kip Adada goes out there with a cream pie in his hand.
Uh-huh.
Now, Damon's dressed really nice, and he's looking at this pie like, you know, what are you going to do? And Kip Adada, at the end, he hits himself in the face with the pie,
yeah.
but it goes on Damon.
Oh.
Now, Damon is pissed.
Oh, no.
Oh, then Murray goes out.
Yeah.
And he's
the
got
unknown comic.
Yeah, the unknown comic.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
With a monkey mask on, grabs Damon by the face and kisses him on the mouth. Damon was just, now I go out, and I don't want to hurt the guy. I'm just there. And he started flicking whipped cream and stuff at him. And needless to say, he didn't laugh.
That's when they created the show Make Me Angry.
Yeah,
it was a sequel show.
Afterwards, Damon went out to his limo and got a gun.
What?
What?
And they had to stop. They called security and had to take him.
Oh, now it's Make My Day. Here we go.
Take his gun away from
oh,
him
no.
and escort him off of the... Oh,
that's awful.
That's a
what
behind
you do,
the
you
scenes
big dummy? Don't bring a gun on national television. What's the matter with you? What's it, sucker? Oh,
but,
Pop,
but yeah,
ridiculous.
It was a great show, and I didn't want him to laugh. I mean,
no.
I wanted
yeah.
to finish my bit
get
a lot.
Get check and go home.
But, you know, I did a whole week when I interacted with a TV. See, I sold TV equipment.
Oh, you
back
did?
Then, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I did this thing where I pre-recorded stuff and then interacted with myself. I had a comedy team of Kirk and Bauer. And I go, I'm Kirk. And the TV go, I'm Bauer. Together. And then I shot myself and I did these interactive things. And if I do say so myself, I was ahead
was
of my time.
Stuff. You were way ahead of your
You're
time.
You're a great pairing, you two. Can yep. I just say
yeah,
that?
I just took a breather. I yeah. let Bill go.
Yeah, well,
let
yeah. him go. But this show's about Roger and the Robin tribute.
Actually, no, it's really about Robin. Can I talk to you a bit about the... How much time we have left?
Like 30 seconds.
Yes. 30 seconds. I'm doing a movie called Being Robin. It's about my experience creating this show, about the rehearsals in the woods and all the insanity. And people think it's a spiritual thing
yeah.
or a miracle or a hoax. And you can go fund it on GoFundMe, Being Robin. And we'll be talking about that tonight, too. It's really an incredible experience. Can I have $2 million, please?
Yeah, whatever you need. Absolutely.
Thank you. That's what it's going to take to make a real
movie. Quick check.
You.
The show is called Robin, the Ultimate Robin Williams Tribute Experience. It's going on at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. Go to ComedyShrine.com. All your information is there. It's Roger Kabler and it's Bill Kirkenbauer. Guys, great to meet both of you.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
having us in
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A quick break. Some news. More show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Domati Pongo from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here, WGN Radio.